Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, I'm just going to come out with it. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the greatest movie ever made. And we have reached out to a local author who might be as big of a Jaws fan as I am. And we are doing everything in our power to get him on the show tomorrow. He literally wrote a book about the making of Jaws and Jaws 2. I've already reached out.
Was the book about Jaws 2 really necessary?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You make more noise than any other human being I have ever met in
my
entire life.
I did something to my back.
I would never go into combat with you. I'd be dead in 2 minutes. My God,
You'd be dead because I threw my back out laying 10 bags of mulch.
I've never heard more noise come out of one tiny human being in my entire
life. Whatever I have done, and I asked Q if he had Advil and he does not, which by the way, that when you fill in for Sam, you need to always have a plethora of over-the-counter meds. In case I ask for them.
I didn't realize that when I got this job, I'd have to be Mary Poppins for
yes,
the KMBZ.
You do. Yes,
you do. Just for her. Just for the noisemaker.
Whatever I've done to my back, Scott, I cannot lift my left leg. And here's how I know that. Dr. Rebecca Best was on our program to talk about Iran in the 3 o'clock hour, right?
She's not a medical doctor.
I walked her out, and as I returned to go up the stairs, every time my left leg lifted to go up the stairs, I thought I was done. I thought I was going to die.
You better stretch because it's
too late.
No, you're going to have to, you better stretch because otherwise it's going to lock up and you think you're a problem now.
That rubber band has popped.
See, now remember, I'm going to give you some good news though.
Yes.
Okay. And I want you to sit on this and just.
I can't sit. Not on my left side, but go ahead.
Okay. So when you work out, I went and worked out this morning. And I'm a bragger. And, you know, I'm a little sore today because it was a really hard workout. I sweated a lot. Okay? The real pain with what you're going through comes tomorrow.
That's what I mean. She's got to stretch.
Can't wait. Yeah. Good times.
I mean, if you think you hurt, because you laid the mulch this morning, correct?
Oh, God. I have a date with the Theragun when I get home.
Okay. Theragun ain't gonna. It's gonna temporarily ease the pain.
Yep.
But tomorrow morning,
I asked him. Q during the break, and I'm being dead serious. If you're an actual medical doctor, I'm curious. I go, is there something they can inject me with? Like, you know, I just pop in. They put something in my back, and it just, you know, like dulls it for a couple of days to get me over the hump.
Well, there's that. What do they put in athletes when they come off the bench or come off the field, and they're especially in football players?
Vitamin T?
No, there's something that they inject into them. That, you know, they go to the locker room, they get this injection, then they can't feel it.
That's what I need.
Yeah, vitamin T.
Is it Toradol. Vitamin T? What, say it again?
Toradol.
I don't know if that's the name I was thinking of.
Can one just pick that up?
No.
Somewhere on the black market.
Yeah, on the black market, you could probably find it, but you'll end up like Michael Jackson.
Propofol, party of one.
Yeah. Can you believe he died more than 16 years ago?
No way.
I think it was June 9th of 2009. I know it was June of 2009. I think the date was June 9th when Michael Jackson died. It's been more than 16 years. Who else died that day?
Okay.
That very same
day. Wait. Princess Diana was the same day as Mother Teresa.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true because it's my mom's birthday.
Huh.
And then Michael Jackson came the same day as Farrah Fawcett.
That is correct.
That's right. Because it totally overshadowed.
She died first, or at least news of her death broke first.
Oh, I don't know that I agree with that.
That is true, because I remember being, we were this was before you joined the show. And so
poor, kooky, beautiful thing.
My cube was right over there, and I was sitting there reading the news about Farrah Fawcett, and then I think it was Lisa Carter out in the newsroom who goes, "Oh my God!" And I was literally reading a story about Farrah Fawcett, because we were going to talk about her passing that day, and it was sad. And she died of cancer. And so it was kind of expected. People knew that she wasn't doing as well. Now, I don't know if Michael Jackson died before she did or after chronologically, but news broke of Michael Jackson after Farrah Fawcett because Lisa Carter, like, let out this burst of energy noise in the newsroom. And I came running around the corner. I go, "What's going on?" She goes, "Michael Jackson has died." I go, "That's two in one day."
You all right over there?
I was just so excited. I had a cough.
Programming note, NBC will be airing Jaws for the Blockbuster's 50th anniversary. You can watch it tomorrow night, 7 Central. It is a special 3-hour telecast. One of the things that I don't think you know historically, Scott, because I know more about that movie than I should, is that the, quote, summer Blockbuster did not exist until Jaws.
Huh.
And I believe, let's see if we can look this up. It has something to do with the advent of indoor air conditioning because it was a summer release. Lines were formed all the way around the building. And then movie producers started to see if we do something really big in the summer, we'll make millions of dollars in a way that they did not realize up to that point. So Jaws is widely considered the first summer blockbuster. And that's why all of the studios release their big blow up Mission Impossible type movies in the summer. You're welcome.
Thank you. City Killer Asteroid 2024 YR4 may no longer be on a collision course with Earth, but it could pose a threat to our planet. Astronomers have upped the odds that the cosmic boulder will crash into the moon, which could potentially cause a cloud of shrapnel to impact Earth-orbiting satellites and other spacecraft. This is according to the journal that you subscribe to, the American Astronomy Society Journal.
Gripping stuff.
That's a cover-to-cover kind of magazine.
It is.
If ever there was one. First discovered on December 27th of last year, YR4 sparked worldwide concern that it could strike our planet on December 23rd of 2032. That is no longer a problem. But they now say that the chances of it striking the moon are at 4.3%.
Good Lord. Did you hear one of the jurors came forward in the Karen Reed trial and said that there was a mix on the jury? People who thought she was completely innocent and had nothing to do with the death of Officer John O'Keefe. And then people who thought they weren't sure, but there was so much reasonable doubt, you had to find her not guilty.
Oh, I believe that.
But the majority of the panel, he made it sound like, thought she had nothing to do with it. Not that she was framed per se, but she just didn't do it. And then there were a few who thought maybe she did. But there are so many holes in the investigation, we could not convict.
If you were convinced that she did not do it, she almost had to have been framed.
Quoting here from one of the jurors, "I think she was innocent. I do not believe her SUV collided with John O'Keefe."
Then if you truly believe that, then you have to believe that she was framed because of the
pieces of the taillight.
Of the taillight, that's
magically
right.
Magically appeared on the grassy knoll.
On the scene. That's correct. So you can't cut that cake two different ways. I mean, either she had absolutely nothing to do with the death of Officer O'Keefe, her boyfriend. If you believe that, then she had to have been framed.
Correct.
Maybe we'll talk about this on the other side for just a second. Sabrina Carpenter, you're familiar with her, the singer?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter fans may soon find themselves locking up their phones at her concerts.
Yep.
A la when you go to a comedy show.
Yep.
I still go to a lot of concerts, Dana. I know you do as well. I've never, ever been asked to leave my phone behind or put it in a bag.
One of my good friends just did a couple weeks ago in Las Vegas.
At
for
a concert?
It was
or
either
a comedy show?
It was either Bruno Mars or Kenny Chesney because she went to see both. The phones were locked up. It was Bruno Mars. And you know what she said? It was the best show she'd ever attended because you had to be present.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God.
No phones.
I remember when we went to go see Toto a couple of years ago, there was a guy in front of me who literally filmed the entire show.
Yeah.
It was so distracting and annoying. You know, because it's Toto. Let's be honest. When you're in your 50s, you kind of sit down for most of that. You stand up for Africa, but that's it. That's the only song anybody stands up for.
Did you throw the devil
horns? I did not throw devil horns at Toto. But so we're all sitting down enjoying the show, you know, and he's got his phone above his head right in front of me the entire show.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to lock him up in a baggie, but you can't be having him out for a two-hour concert. Anyway, Sabrina says, and I quote, "This will honestly piss off my fans, but absolutely. When asked by Rolling Stone about the possibility of requiring concertgoers to drop their phones into pouches during her shows, the singer said that her opinion on having phones at concerts changed after she attended a Silk Sonic concert." Isn't that what Bruno Mars is in, is Silk Sonic?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought he was in that group. "In Las Vegas, at which she had to lock up her phone."
Yeah, my friend Jan loved it. She said it was great. Now, logistically, how they do that to make sure you get it back? She said they locked him in a pouch. You get it when you come back. I was like, oh.
I thought you lock it in a pouch and you get to keep it with you.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. She just said they had to be locked up and you were just so into the music.
Yeah, Bruno's in Silk Sonic.
Oh, okay.
So,
maybe that was it.
She was at the same show as your
friend. She was at the same show. That's so funny.
Yeah. Thoughts on that? Locking up your phone in a pouch? I've never been to a comedy show where I've had to put my phone in a pouch. Quite frankly, I usually don't take my phone into a show.
Mm-hmm.
I usually leave it out in the car or leave it at home. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So as we approach the 50th anniversary of Jaws tomorrow, the greatest movie of all time, this story is from NorthJersey.com. People have found Jaws scary, exciting, gripping. Some even say it's funny. They found it a superlative example of actors, writers, cinematography, blah, blah, blah. Very few people have ever found it boring.
No.
Except Richard Dreyfuss. He finds it boring.
It put him on the map.
I know. Asked by USA Today Network, and speaking by phone from Europe, regarding whether or not Jaws is boring, Richard Dreyfuss is very. No, I'm serious. I don't want to talk about it.
It's the 50th anniversary. Like saying to Sting, I don't want to hear Don't Stand So Close to Me. I'm tired of it.
Okay, so he says here, he was asked, does Dreyfuss have a favorite moment? Yes, he says, the Robert Shaw speech about the USS Indianapolis.
Yes.
That is without a doubt my favorite scene. He says he thought the movie was going to be a flop. And then he says, I was a jerk.
Few films have been more perfectly suited to their time and place than Jaws, which half a century ago unspooled across the country in a then novel-wide release accompanied by a publicity blitz. Okay, listen to this. Jaws established and still in many ways defines the summer movie. It puts Jaws at the birth of a trend that has since consumed Hollywood, the blockbuster era. When Jaws launched in 409 theaters on June 20th, 1975, and grossed a then-record $7.9 million in its first few days, Jaws set the template that has been followed ever after by every action movie, superhero flick, or dinosaur film that's tried to go big in the summer. Back then, a sleepy time, by the way, in theaters before Jaws came around. That's why it changed the way studios release movies and the way we view them.
What will life be like in 2065? We might all be renting, consulting AI doctors in retirement homes could be digital. Those are some of the bold predictions to emerge from a survey of 2,000 Americans, which examined the generational predictions for what might come to be in the next 40 years. Results showed 48% of Gen Z think retirement will not be an option for most people in 40 years. Let's see what else. 35% say they will never own their own home. 25% say they anticipate having to rent for the rest of their life. Okay. And here are some of the other predictions. When Americans say 2065 will look like, well, I don't care what it's going to look like because I ain't going to be here.
I was going to say.
The work week.
Dark.
The work week will be 30 hours.
We're now so old that the years that they're projecting about things in the future, we're like,
we're not going to be here. And that's not that far away. Retirement will cost $3.5 million. 29% say in 2065, they'll have to retire with their family. 20% say they will travel through space.
Okay.
16% say they will be living off the grid in 2065.
Okay.
All righty, kids.
Okay.
This story here, a child care center in Oak Grove is closing permanently after workers accidentally left two boys in a facility van in two separate incidents earlier this year.
I had a mom reach out to me about this, Scott. I keep reading and then I have a question for you.
The closure comes as Missouri State Child Care investigators this week placed the Hide and Seek Learning Center on First Street on probation. Favorite student in the front row, Dana Wright. Hi.
What was the name of the center?
The Hide and Seek Learning Center.
Well, they learned.
They lost two kids at the hide and seek. Got it.
Well, they left him in the van twice.
Got it.
Two times. They were placed on probation for 1 year after leaving a boy in the daycare's transport van once in March and boy in the same van in April.
Those buses aren't that big.
Both boys thankfully survived. State investigators also cited hide-and-seek's leadership for not reporting the first incident.
Bingo. Okay, so when the mom reached out to me, she said, you know, we have mandatory reporting laws for a reason. If a child was put in a dangerous situation, why wasn't that reported? And I don't have an answer for that, but...
Because they didn't want you to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Happened in March and in April, same car.
Wait, so it happened in March and then literally, what, 3 weeks later?
Mm-hmm.
Four weeks tops, it happened again in the same car.
Same van, that's correct. Yep. March 20th, and then...
God, I would be furious.
See if the other date's in here.
If you were the second child's family, Scott...
Yeah.
The staff knew it had happened once.
Well, so the mom of the boy, the second boy, spoke with Channel 9 and said it was not a mistake. Quote, it was a serious failure in responsibility that could have cost my child his life. Sorry, that was not...
How does it happen twice in a handful?
That was on social media.
You would at least think after the first time, someone would be fired. You would be like, all right, we're going to triple check the van next. How does it happen twice?
How does it happen once?
Amen.
This is not a gigantic school bus that holds 50-something kids.
Also, still not okay if you leave one on the school bus.
But
like with a van, you just look. Just turn around.
I mean, at some point, are you not counting the kids that get into the van and then not counting the kids that get off of the van?
That's why you have a buddy system.
Well, but they're three.
You used to have a buddy.
Oh, not at a daycare.
How about this? How about the adult in this world says one kid, two kid,
three
kid?
We used to do that on field trips even in high school. They would count you.
Yeah. Everybody count yourselves off. Let's go.
Raise your hand if we forgot.
Two,
I used to say that to kids.
Three.
Raise your hand if we forgot you.
Right?
I used to say that to my kids.
So when you're loading four kids, when you get to the destination, do you not count the number of kids that then get off? And if you're short one, maybe we go look in the van. I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Did they realize after they had an extra pack of Cheerios left over?
Q, I don't know, man. And by the way, we did that stamina test the other day where you can predict if you're going to live
a lot
longer.
I could lift my one leg then for a minute.
So, originally, the test was I had you sit on the floor and see if you could get up without using your hands or any part of your body other than your legs. And you did.
Yeah.
The real test, according to this story from NBC News, is you have to seat yourself without using your hands and then... stand right back up.
No one can do that.
I don't know.
I'm not Mary Lou Retton.
I guess you could. You can, like, lower
You'd break your tailbone.
There's going to be a little bit of pressure.
That's a terrible test.
Well, I'm just telling you, we didn't do the test right, is what I'm saying.
Sounds like someone who says it's a terrible test, you know.
can't do the test.
It's a terrible test.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. 913. 586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
All right,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's this new story you got about some kid getting struck by lightning and just walking away or whatever?
So it was a couple hours ago. A 15-year-old boy was struck by lightning during a thunderstorm in Manhattan. The teen was conscious when he was rushed to the Wheel Corner Medical Center. It says that the boy was standing under a tree when both the tree and him were struck. He's in stable condition. The police said he had injuries to his neck.
So he gets hit by lightning and lives to tell about it. Dana puts down a couple bags of mulch at her new house and is barely able to walk and may not live to tell about it.
Accurate.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Accurate.
The National Weather Service says about 20 people are struck every year in the United States.
I thought it would be much higher than that.
Well, most people go inside when it's raining.
Oh, I'm sorry. 20 are killed in the United States. More are injured.
Okay. An Iranian missile slammed into the main hospital in southern Italy earlier today, leaving dozens of people with minor injuries. Listen, I don't care what you love Israel, you hate Israel. I don't care. This is criminal when you're bombing hospitals. Causing significant damage and drawing a swift vow from Israeli leaders of intensified attacks on Iran's military and government targets. Israeli media aired video of blown-out windows and heavy black smoke pouring from the upper floors of the Soroka Medical Center. No serious injuries to patients or to staff. Another missile hit a high-rise building and several other residential buildings in at least two sites near Tel Aviv. A total of 271 people were wounded by the Iranian missile attacks today. Okay. And now this story. We tried to get him on the air, but maybe he didn't get the message. We're not friends on Facebook, so it would have gone into his spam folder, if you will, as Facebook is concerned. But the original Chiefs KC Wolf mascot, Dan Mears, is retiring after 35 years in the costume. And again, if he ever reaches out and says, hey, I'm happy to do the interview. We'd love to interview him even after we read this story. The Kansas City Chiefs announcing this week that Dan Mears, the team's original KC Wolf, is calling it a career as the team's mascot and, quote, director of shenanigans. I think that's pretty funny. In a press release from the team this week, Mears is quoted as saying, to say that I am a blessed man is an understatement. For the past 35 years, I've had my dream job. I've worked for the team that I love, in the city that I love, with the people I love. And after all these years, I certainly hope Chiefs Kingdom knows just how much I love and appreciate them. He graduated from Mizzou in 1990 and served 4 years as Truman the Tiger. He was named the top overall college mascot in the country in 1989. Yep. Then he started his professional career as Fred Bird with the St. Louis Cardinals and then joined the Kansas City Chiefs full-time in 1990. After the Chiefs introduced KC Wolf, he performed at a total of 375 games.
Wow.
Appeared at 6 international games as KC Wolf.
I thought erroneously until this week, and I saw the news of his retirement, that the KC Wolf person in the mascot uniform was just a rotating cast of characters.
Nope. He made roughly 10,000 appearances as Casey Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Weddings.
Birthday parties, banquets, yes. Weddings, grand openings, community events. And Casey Wolf became the first NFL mascot inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame in 2006.
Oh. Okay, if you didn't read the story online, I'm guessing you did not. That story online, you've got a physical copy in your hand, but did you read the story in the Star? The reason you need to go find the story online, do it when you get home. One of the most hilarious, epic, infamous moments involving Casey Wolf came during one of the playoffs games or maybe the Super Bowl when some ding-a-ling decided to run out onto the field. And in what should be a Pulitzer Prize winning photo, you see security, two big security guys that have tackled this ne'er-do-well on the field, shirtless, I believe he was, and then flying through the air, hovering as the photograph is taken that millisecond, flying through the air like Superman, is Casey Wolf suspended in the air over the guy that stormed the field as he is seconds away from pouncing on top. It is one of the funniest photos.
Well, no.
With his googly eyes.
So here, you want to see the video?
Oh, God, but it's funny. It's the still photo, Scott.
Well, but do the play-by-play.
Here comes the ne'er-do-well. He's wearing a 58 jersey. The guys tackle him. Wolf, there he
So Casey Wolf is out on the field running after this guy, too.
And what game was that?
It doesn't say.
Oh, my gosh. Casey Wolf suspended in air tackling. What do you call that?
I called it a streaker.
Fan on field. You have to look for the still photo.
So the two guys, they're dressed in yellow shirts. They get the guy to the ground on the field. Casey Wolf almost slips, but regains his footing and just jumps way up in the air and pounces on top of all three of them. And if you catch it like in mid jump, it's a great still shot. Right there. Look at that. He's got some ups, man. He gets up there.
Got a vertical on him there.
So anyway, if you know Dan Mears, or maybe he's a listener to this show, I sent you a Facebook message and gave you my phone number. If you would be so kind, we would be honored and thrilled if you're available. You can come on the show anytime you want, man. And by the way, job well done. A quarter of Americans want a break from sex, according to new research. Survey explored how 2,000 adults are viewing intimacy in today's day and age, finding that some of the reasons... That's a great shot. Finding that some of the reasons they gave for wanting a break being, quote, to learn other forms of intimacy, give the body and mind a chance to catch up, or because they want emotional closeness more. Even beyond their personal goals, nearly a third sadly believe that romance is dead, believing that real love and romantic gestures are no longer valued today. These ideas have played a role in half of the respondents previously taking an extended break from engaging in sex for an average of 6 months. You know, Ross Geller did that on Friends. He went 6 months without sex.
Mm.
Survey found that of those who took a sex sabbatical, 53% said that it made them miss and appreciate it more, while just 11% said it had the opposite effect on them. Many have found themselves enjoying singledom, with 69% of those who are not in relationships content with being single and only 21% actively looking for a relationship.
What was that percentage again?
69%.
Nice.
I wasn't going to comment about any of it. I certainly wasn't going to comment about that part.
With that in mind, 55% of singles say they would rather fall in love with life than with someone else.
Okay.
You don't have a comment?
No.
You're just going to sit there?
Yes.
Okay.
I often wonder when they do these studies, who are they really asking?
Well, I'll say this. When something happened a couple of years ago, T just happened to fall into my... Well, that's about...
I wasn't having relations, and then she just fell right into my lap, and then all of a sudden I was. We need to go to break.
It was love.
Well, look at that.
What I'm trying to say is stop. Stop it. Stop it. What I was trying to say was that when something happened a couple of years ago, I had resigned myself to this idea that I'm just going to be single for a while. I'm gonna sit on the beach, as we say in the radio business. And I didn't see another relationship in my near future or even in my future period. And then I happened to bump into T. That's still a bad term.
Go to break.
Gosh, dang it. It's not going the way I had anticipated this conversation going.
I just bumped right into her.
And just kept bumping.
Go to break.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Honda's recalling a bunch of vehicles, 260,000 to be exact. If you have these, it's for, what is this for? It's a brake pedal defect. Well, that's a problem. This includes.
How do you know you have a brake pedal defect?
When you end up in the back trunk of somebody else in front of you.
Got it.
These include the 2021 to 2025 Acura TLX, 2023 to 2025 Acura MDX, and the 2023 to 2025 Honda Pilot. Hulk Hogan is not dead, despite what you may have heard.
I didn't, but oh, great.
Despite rumors circulating on the internet, Hulk Hogan's rep said the wrestling legend is not dying, and there's no reason for panic. His rep confirms with several media outlets, including E! News and TMZ, that Hulk was hospitalized for ongoing neck and back issues. He's 71 years old now.
I feel you deeply,
I was like,
Hulk.
Dana, you and Hulk Hogan have something in common.
That's about the only thing we have in common.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine waking up one day and like you open social media or on the news or something, and you see your name is in the hospital, and you're like, no, I'm right here.
Here's the other deal about Hulk Hogan. Of course he has back issues. Oh, every single one of them. They were flying off of ropes and smashing chairs into each other. How are they not in a wheelchair? Just
cutting their foreheads with razor blades that were taped to their wrists.
Make them bleed.
He's 71 years old. He underwent the surgery. It was successful, apparently. Rumors about Hulk's health apparently started after YouTuber Bubba the Love Sponge said during a stream that the wrestler was in the hospital and might not make it.
Please, let's all be getting our information from Bubba the Love Sponge.
I don't know how you got through that with a straight face, Scott. That was real professionalism right there.
Well, I'm a trained professional.
Yeah.
Been on the air for over 30 years.
I bet that's the first time I've ever said that sentence, though.
Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge is reporting. Said no one ever.
A Grandview man could be sentenced up to 30 years behind bars after he walked away from law enforcement officials trying to arrest him for a road rage shooting. Jackson County court records filed on last Saturday, indicate that Mark Crosby, age 30, of Grandview, has been charged with the road rage incident. A probable cause statement from the police say that at 2:15 last week on this date, they got calls to a report of a shooting. When they arrived, they found a Jackson County Sheriff's deputy who witnessed the incident. He told first responders that a man later identified as Crosby fired shots during a road rage incident. He attempted to take the suspect into custody, but Crosby got back inside of his SUV and then sped off. He's since been recaptured, and he could be going to prison for a very long time. By long time, I mean 30 years. They don't like it when you don't stop.
Yeah.
I've learned that over the years about police.
Yeah.
If they tell you to stop, they want you to...
Almost to a person, they'll tell you, if we try to pull you over, that's what you should do. You should stop.
Yeah. So the NBA Finals are tonight, Game 6. The Thunder are up 3-2 over
it
the
It could
Pacers.
Be Oklahoma City's very first win.
Title.
Yeah.
Q, will you look this up? I don't recall if the Indiana Pacers have ever won an NBA title either. Maybe in the 70s.
I don't watch the NBA.
I watch the finals, but that's about it. Other than that, it's too many games. They have 82 games.
It's too many games.
Well, they have 82 games a season. The season lasts forever. But anyway, Speaking of sports titles, the Stanley Cup is a little banged up. Thanks to the Florida Panthers celebration.
It roams around.
The bowl of the famous trophy is cracked and the bottom is dented. The Panthers won their second consecutive championship on home ice on Tuesday, beating Edmonton in six games. The team, following decades of tradition, partied with the cup into the wee hours and kept the revelry going.
They, like, eat cereal out of it. They do all kinds of weird things
with
that thing.
Each player gets one day with the cup.
Yeah. And one player, it was like 2:30 in the morning. He's on the ice at their home arena rink, whatever you call it. And he's the employees of the team are in the stands, and he's just doing that where they, you know, he holds it by his face, and then he raises it up, and everybody cheers, and then he puts it back down, and you stop cheering, raises it back up. Anyway, some moron dropped the cup.
The Pacers have three championships. They go back to the 70s.
Okay, that's what I thought. They haven't won it in the time that I've been old enough to pay attention.
76 was the last time they won.
I wasn't paying attention in 76. Are you all right?
I'm good.
What the heck is going on over there? Good night. And President Trump has once again delayed the enforcement of a law that would effectively ban TikTok in the United States. A deal to separate TikTok from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, has remained elusive. The president is extending the deadline now another 90 days. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. The current extension would have expired today. But now it's going to go another 3 months. You look good, kid. Today is Juneteenth.
Yes.
Marking the end of slavery in the United States. Thank God. It was...
Marking, actually, the last group that learned of their freedom.
And they were... I misspoke earlier. I said Corpus Christi. It was in Galveston. My mistake. Today is officially the last full day of spring. Summer starts tomorrow. And celebrating birthdays today, Macklemore is 42. Ooh. Paula Abdul is 63.
No way.
Felicia Rashad is 77. And Ann Wilson is 75 from Hart. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Quentin Morris, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow. It's Friday. Tomorrow, at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.